We are supported by Rich Hospital. We are supported by 37 Police Hospital and Kolebu Teaching Hospital. And then there are some private facilities like the International Maritime Hospital and 37 Military Hospital. So these are the key centers managing COVID in Greater Accra Region. Management of COVID involves managing the mild cases, the moderate cases, the severe and the critical. So the severe and critical cases are mainly managed here, Rich Hospital, 37, some police and some in the International Maritime Hospital, including Yahoo. So over the last week, I must say that between the 1st and 2nd of July, we admitted a total of 10 cases. Bear in mind, we had admitted the whole of June, 8 cases. So I'm sure your guess is as good as mine. If 10 over 2 days compared to 8 over 30 days, it just tells you that the page. And then our ICU, we have a 6-bed functional ICU. And at a point in time, we were 4. We just lost one person. So we just have our 5 patients. But they are responding to treatment. So as of last week, we had on row about 20 patients. Luckily, we were able to discharge some. And yesterday, we had 4 new admissions. After discharge, 4 new admissions. So yes, the numbers have gone up. We also run a COVID OPD. So if you want to find out what's happening in the community, you need to find out how many people are even coming to your OPDs. And our OPD, COVID OPD, started on the 5th of July. And over the period till this morning, we have seen 65 people, yes, walking in. And these are walk-ins with COVID.
That's a lot.
Yes. The lab, over the same period, has done 202 samples, walk-in samples, and they have about 113 positive. So this should tell you what's happening on the ground. So yes, there's active community spread.
Would you say at this moment you can't take in more?
The only reason why you can take people into your ICUs are whether when you have oxygen one and when you have the personnel to manage them. At the moment, we are constrained a little by oxygen. And it's not only the infectious disease center. Almost all the ICU units are constrained by oxygen. In COVID, you use high flow oxygen. Very expensive. Patients cannot afford the type of oxygen therapy we are giving them. So most facilities, especially the private facilities, having to break their backs just to maintain supply of oxygen. 37 is in trouble. Kolebu, GIDC, police hospital. We are not saying that we can't look after the patient, but the things to look after the patient, the necessary ingredients, the oxygen, is a problem.
Should we expect more deaths? Because now you can't take in more because you're constrained by oxygen. And because of the issue of oxygen, you can't even put anybody on a bed if there was any empty bed.
You're narrowing down only to oxygen. I said oxygen plus the personnel. So I could have oxygen, but I don't have the personnel. If I don't have the personnel, why do I put a patient on the bed?
You just talked about today receiving 4 new cases, right? Are they severe or critical cases? What happened to them?
They are severe. And once they are severe, we can put them in the ward. The oxygen requirements for critical is far higher than severe. So yes, I can take a severe case, but I cannot take a critical case because we're sharing the same oxygen. The moment I increase my number of critical cases, I'm going to deprive the severes of the little oxygen that they need.
What happens next?
So when we say that maybe we've reached our capacity, somebody will say, it's a 100-bed facility. You cannot reach your capacity. And I'll say, I've reached my capacity because if I need to keep people alive, which is the core mandate of this facility, then I can only do this X amount. If you increase the number of patients, you will increase the number of deaths.
Doc, should you receive more severe cases today? You've already received 4. You're going to turn them away to where?
I only receive cases that are referred to us. So there's a coordinating mechanism. So once the person is referred and we accept, it means that I accept because I know I can help the patient. I will not accept if I cannot help the patient. because I shouldn't do any harm.
Yesterday, when we spoke to the presidential advisor on health, one thing he said was the government was preparing to get more oxygen. Do you have any information as regards progress made so far? Because you may need it.
Like you said, you spoke to the presidential advisor. So he has the information. Once it filters down to my director general, I'm sure I'll get to know. For now, I don't know.
You've also mentioned the fact about constraints as regards personnel. How bad is it?
See, it's not about one center. It's across the country. We do not have enough critical care nurses. We do not have enough ICU specialists.